This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you
and Henry Rain.
And speaking of callers, we have a caller on the line.
Really?
Yeah, I know how much you like callers, and I don't want you to miss out.
I just don't want to drive your callers away.
Why would you be driving? Oh, because your politics is a bit different.
I guess.
It's called Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I can tell that they love my free talk.
Well, that's fine.
Who do we have?
If you can't, Anna is the name from West Virginia. I think that's what. Yeah, West Virginia. Anna, excuse me. If you can't take a little heat, you shouldn't have been on the air the first day, and you've been on the air for 20 years now, close to it.
Well, if you count layovers.
And I do. I count the time behind the mic at the wrestling events, all of it.
Oh, sure then.
Indeed. Let's put Anna on the air. Anna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm actually 15, and I had an experience today where I was told by the federal government that I do not exist. So I was wondering if I should pay my taxes or not.
No, you shouldn't. How did they tell you you didn't exist? I got to hear the story.
So, about like 10 years ago, when I was 5, my Social Security card got lost from family drama.
Yep.
And I'm getting in the state of West Virginia. I can get my driver's permit at 15, so that's been my goal. And I need my Social Security card for that. So today I went to the Social Security office. And was going to, I'm going to go get my Social Security card. But, you know, as you know, the government doesn't like to make things easy. So I would go up and ask, I need to replace my Social Security card. I have my birth certificate. And the lady at the desk says, well, we need more than a birth certificate. Do you have any medical records? And we don't have health insurance, so we don't have any medical insurance, so we don't have proof of that. And they're asking, do you have a school ID? Now, I'm homeschooled. I have been since fourth grade. So
this story is getting good, Anna.
I've got a question. Do you know your Social Security number?
I do not. My parents have it from tax forms, but I don't actually know the full number itself. I haven't memorized it.
But did you have it when you went to the Social Security office?
My mom had like an envelope. She didn't, because she thought that all she would need is the birth certificate.
Right.
So I didn't have it on hand.
Okay.
So all my mom had was old medical records from when I was younger, because I haven't been to the doctor.
They asked for medical records.
Years.
There you go. They got some medical records.
Well, I think we need to give her practical advice here. And speaking as the guest here, my opinion only, I would say get your Social Security number from your parents, and with that you should be able to go to the Social Security office and they should be able to find you. And that would be a bit, because you're going to want that number. Because life is going to get more and more complicated if you don't have it.
Well, I'll say this, that life does get quite complicated. I know some people who exist without a Social Security card, and I'm not advocating for or against that.
I'm advocating against it. For a 15-year-old young woman that wants to do her whole life in front of her, she doesn't need to. Anna can decide for herself, but really, you're going to want be able to navigate your way through society in your future years.
I
am.
Well, there's more, because they have a form that they give of the things that they need, but my mom looked online already, and they said all that you would need is a birth certificate. And so my mom brought it, and she had old medical records from, a few years ago. And the woman at the desk said that they were too old and that I would need something recent from about a month, like in the past month, by a doctor I've been seeing for a year, which I haven't been to the doctor in probably about 2-3 years because I haven't really been sick with anything.
I'm just curious, how can you prove somebody's identity by sending them to the doctor? So, I mean, let's say you're, Anna, actually trying to assume someone's identity. Couldn't one just call up a doctor's office and say, yes, I'm so-and-so. I'd like to come in. No, I don't have any identification. I'm too young. And then you go in, and, you know, as long as you're planning this for a year, apparently you can, you know, and you're the right age, you can just jump right in and be somebody new.
Exactly. My mom, that's what her point was. She was like, well, the doctor's office doesn't put the Social Security number on any forms. If I get, you know, a checkup, they're not going to put my Social Security card on my Social Security number on the paper. So that you can bring in whoever you want and say, okay, well, they're this, and they could, you know, okay, well, here's your proof.
Okay, I may have found something much more simple here. If you just go to SSA.gov, another Social Security Administration.gov, and you click on Social Security number and card, you can fill out the questions right there online, request a copy of a lost or stolen card, update or correct your personal information, request a Social Security number. You can all do all this online. And there may be want you to you know, send a photocopy or something, but this can be solved before you turn 16, I'm sure.
Let's hope so. I'm sure she... So are you trying to get your restricted permit, or are you trying to get your driver's permit?
I'm trying to get my driver's permit because I need my permit before I can get my actual license when I'm 16. So I want to get my permit, be able to have that, and by the time I'm 16, I can get my actual license, and that I can also drive even, you know, being at 15.
How long do you have to hold the permit in order to get your license?
I actually have what she needs here to get this stuff.
Okay, just one second. I've got this question, though. How long do you have to have that permit before you can drive in West Virginia?
Well, for 15-year-olds, it's until you turn 16, but aside from that, it's 6 months.
Okay.
Or for 300 hours.
So, according to online, to do this online, you need a birth certificate certified by the agency that issued them, not a photocopy, not a notarized copy. So they have to, and you're like, if you went to the health department here in Manatee County, you go down, they print them up, and they're certified. So that's one thing. And then that's pretty much all they do.
That's what we thought, and we brought it in, and
we'll just do it online.
Did not need the birth certificate, but we don't use the online stuff because of privacy reasons. We would like to keep our just for privacy reasons. It's easier to do it in person because it's a lot harder to do it online for our own privacy reasons. So it would take even longer, and if we could even do it online. So it's easier if we would have just gone in person, which obviously it's not.
Right, and you were there already, so it would have been nice if they would have just given you the card. Anna, keep us updated on this one. I'm very interested in what goes down. And remember, every dollar you give the United States government, they use to drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents. There you go.
Not every dollar.
Well, money's fungible. So you could just decide that your money goes wherever you want. You can tell yourself nice stories about how they're...
I don't tell myself any nice stories.
Kids with cancer. By the way, to help kids with cancer, I give money to St. Jude. Because that is actually money that's well spent.
I don't know what the problem is for not going online from home, but I can understand there could be. But you could always go to the library and do it there.
I suppose that's an idea, too. Yeah.
Depending on what the problem is that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah. It sounds like a frustrating clerk at the Social Security office is what it sounds like. I mean, have you ever gone into a government office and felt like, it seems like they don't want to do any work here?
Well, I haven't gone recently because I did all my interaction for Social Security online and on the phone, and they were very pleasant.
That's good news. I've had situations where the government...
Oh, and the ACA... Affordable Care Act people, those were the most helpful I've ever had from a phone bank or phone room.
Well, I haven't had insurance since the mandate came down.
There's no more mandate.
Yeah, there's no mandate now, but when it came down. And, you know, frankly, I haven't needed it. So
good.
That's been a win so far. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Henry Ring.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, we just had Anna call in and tell us her story
never
about...
Never would have imagined what she was calling for until she told us.
she was telling our story about how difficult it was to get a Social Security card. So, you know, I'm not surprised. Anytime I interact with the government, I always expect things to go wrong. My favorite recently was I sent for my son to get a passport. I had to send a letter because, you know, they want to make sure that both parents agree that the kid gets a passport because they don't want you running off with the kid to a foreign country. Because it's much harder to get them back.
Oh, that's probably a good policy.
I understand the policy, yeah. So I had to write this letter, and apparently the bureaucrat could not discern how I'd written the date. So I wrote the date, if we were talking about today.
Did you write it American style?
No.
Oh.
American style is a mess. I wrote it, so I use a hybrid system that makes more sense. Yeah. But there's only so many dates out there.
So how did you write it?
So if you were going to use, let's say, 1776, I don't want to date the program. So I would go 1776, then I put a dash mark, and then I put a 0, and then I put the numeral 7, and I put a dash mark, and then put a 0, and I put the numeral 4.
Okay.
So
why
do I do that?
Yes.
Because
who does that besides you?
Different people, you know. So there's on the internet, there's conversation about how to properly write the date, and I have come to the conclusion, along with many people, this is the best system for doing it because it hybridizes the European system, which would put the 4 first, the 7 second, and the 1776 after that. So you'd have day, month, year. Now, what doesn't make any sense is going month, then the day, then the year. You would want these things in descending or ascending order, because that makes sense. Well, the way the
it does to you.
It does. Okay, look, the United States is going to go kicking and screaming into the 21st century if it has to. This whole imperial system, let's count things by our little knuckles and how long our feet are, this is nuts.
Well, at least it's not a cubit.
It's not yet. It's not made of gopher wood.
Let's use useful size measurements, like a Bitcoin.
Indeed. Something needs to be standardized. So let's go to Sarah, who's calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. So the first homeless encampment that they're going to have is for human trafficking victims.
The first homeless encampment that they are going to have is for human trafficking victims.
Right. So they were planning to have, like, authorized lots for the homeless people to actually, you know, sleep in those encampments.
Uh-huh.
But they were fighting back and forth. They all complained. Nobody
Who's
wanted
that?
Them close to the neighbors. All
oh,
the,
yes. The neighbors do not want homeless people living close to them. You know,
right.
Bicycles come up missing. You know, all kinds of variety of awful things.
It could have been the neighbors that took the bicycle.
It could be. It's just that.
So where is this happening?
So I have, it's in the city of Albuquerque. I do not know exactly where.
Okay.
But it's just going to be, the priority is that women were being trafficked for, you know, against their will to have sex for, I mean, right. All of this whole drugs and stuff like that. So they're only allowed to have 50 victims at the site. So they are opening up
Is
that.
This site
but
have
nobody
a roof?
Wants, no, I don't think they have a roof. You could only legally allowed to pitch a tent. And they... You know,
a terrible
they're authorized,
idea.
They cannot evict them, you know what I mean?
I got that part, but, I mean, gee whiz, we can't get the human trafficking victims a roof? Of all the things that government spends money on, I mean, you know, you can't do that? All right.
Well, it's amazing that we even have a, they're fighting for so long, it's amazing that we even have a authorized lot to have them have an encampment. Because they were talking about it, they were fighting
What's
back and forth, and all of, well, all the neighbors complain, but they don't want to have them in their yard. You
sure.
know what I mean? But they always complain about the homeless people are just camped out everywhere and they don't want to see them. See what I mean? So they complain about one thing and they don't want to do the other thing. So they have they have authorized lots. They don't want that, you know, because it's going to be in their neighborhood. Everybody fights and everybody don't want that. But they don't want to have them camped out in the yard, park where you can't go there because they're shooting and they're stabbing and they're selling girls there, selling drugs. They can't go to the park. They complain about that.
So you know what the libertarian answer to this is, Sarah?
Uh-oh.
You should be free to do what you want on your own property, so long as you don't harm other people.
Well, how does that relate to this?
If you want homeless people to camp on your property, maybe you rent it out to them really cheap, then, well,
that's the answer. We got a problem. The women were trafficked. They didn't choose to come here.
How far were they trafficked? Were they trafficked from the west side of Albuquerque to the east side of Albuquerque, or were they trafficked from
the south side of the Rio Grande to the north side of the Rio Grande?
It could certainly happen.
I don't know, but they're in a place that they're not home, and they didn't choose to get there. What are you going to do for them?
Well, they're already there. Is that the question you're asking me?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I think the Salvation Army does a really good job with homeless people.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
So go ahead.
They only have a men's program when they come out of jail. They got rid of all the homeless women shelters altogether. So, and then what I was going to say yesterday night was they found another. They figured that 8 women that were missing when they dug up the 13 dead murder bodies, and the host didn't want to hear nothing negative. They didn't want to hear anything sad. But what I'm saying is that it's these homeless traffic victims that wind up being murdered and dead also.
Indeed. Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. But the thing is, the city wanted to make a park and put a plaque and with all their names and make a memorial how sorrowful they were. But they don't even want to, like you said, open up a lot.
Let's spend money on a plaque, but not do anything.
Yeah. They want to build a little plaque.
This is it, right? Like, this is the government, you know, and this is what they do. They, you know, we've got to argue in order to come up with the right solution. Presumably.
So who's going to do it if it's not the government?
Presumably charity will. I mean.
And how does the Salvation Army help homeless people?
So here in Sarasota, I can only say that I've spent my time at the Salvation Army in Sarasota. I haven't gone elsewhere.
How much do they charge a night for a homeless person?
I don't think they charge anything.
Well, here in Manatee County, it's like $12 a night.
Okay.
All right. So you have to make the $12 or you're back out on the street.
At the time, it was zero. And
they've been that for a long time.
Okay. And they had, but you had to be sober. And you had to be in a certain time. And that was an issue. That's what they said. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Police are investigating after shoppers at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota were locked down following an active incident involving shots fired. No word if there are any injuries. Officials with the mall say it appears to have been an isolated incident. USA Radio News. Jurors are back in a Florida court after visiting the crime scene of the Parkland school shooting massacre. Convicted killer Nicholas Cruz stayed behind as a group walked the halls of Madry Stoneman Douglas High School earlier on Thursday. They went into classrooms where the shooting took place in 2018 and were not allowed to touch anything or speak. Jurors will decide if Cruz will face the death penalty or get life in prison. AAA says average gas prices in the United States have fallen about 86 cents a gallon in recent weeks. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donalds tells Fox Business that the Biden administration has not caused this decline.
Listen, global demand for oil is down. The future market price for oil is actually down over the last couple of months. And when oil prices go down, gas prices tend to go down. And the reason why that has occurred is because futures markets are looking at a recession.
USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. Raise down, store it in your phone, keep it forever. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
Henry, we're still going through this. We've had a lot of calls, which is great. We're still going through this email, and we're talking about COVID-19. So let's hop back in.
Oh. All right. Wow, I was busy looking through old versions of Windows to try and figure out what was in the other studio. But let me go back to where I was.
Somebody's got to keep an eye on what's going on in the other studio.
You should have a contest. Guess how old the Windows version is in the broadcast studio.
I guessed Windows 98, but it changed.
That was pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Come on.
Before we go on, though, I want to quickly. I need to do a little housekeeping here. I'm going to Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's an event put on by the Free Cities Foundation in Prague this year, and which I'm excited about, of course, October the 21st through the 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference's theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. We'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. Free Private Cities is offering all of my listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed by checking out with Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. To find out about the conference, visit LifetimeLiberty.com. It's LifetimeLiberty.com. Or you can follow the conference on Twitter via the handle LibertyIOL. And make sure that you get your tickets soon. Take advantage of the early bird discount. And if you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter DM for instructions. So it's LifetimeLiberty.com, coupon code FTL.
Did you see that the Bitcoin legislation that's working its way through Congress has a 200 de minimis, which means that
no.
you don't have to... it means that you can make a payment of up to $200 with Bitcoin for something, and you don't have to keep track of it on your income taxes.
Well, I'm so delighted.
Well, if you were a business person that wanted to receive payments for your...
Hamburgers or coffee.
Yes, then...
I think that's a good thing.
Because, you know, if CNBC, for people who don't know, is like the number one business television network, and there's always some talking head on there that goes, well, it sure can't be used for payment, and because nobody's using it for payment. Well, nobody's using it for payment because who wants to keep track of their Starbucks coffee and pay taxes on it?
I will make the point that in Keene, New Hampshire, people are using Bitcoin for payment all the time. It's you can go to dozens of businesses there and make your payments in Bitcoin. They're happy to get it because they believe it's going to go up, and the business owner generally holds it, and I would bet very, very few of those people reported that stuff. And the reason they didn't report it is it whether it was legal or illegal, it was just functionally impractical to make a payment that low. I think you can get out of gold at $600. You got to get out of Bitcoin at $200. Thank you, leaders. Thank you.
It's all up for negotiation, and, you know, maybe...
It's up for negotiation
when they stick a
gun in your face.
Ah, if you got the right lobbyists and stuff, you'll... And who's the guy that's in charge of FTX now? Sam Bankman-Fried?
I don't know.
You know, he's all over the place these days.
I don't pay attention to these crypto hustlers.
Well, how do you know him? If you don't know him, how do you know he's a hustler?
I don't pay attention to the news that, you know, that comes
out. He's all over the NFL games. The referees are wearing the FTX logos, and he's giving...
they're just a pushy exchange that demands all kinds of information, as far as I'm concerned.
And he's going to be giving between $100 million and $1 billion on this election cycle.
I wonder.
To people that he wants to elect, and maybe... One of his agenda will be to get it up to $600 for you, Mark.
Let's hope that he's very successful then.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we could come to an agreement on that.
Well, I'm not in agreement on FTX being a great exchange. They're just another bunch of nosy nillies as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, I'll agree with you. It wasn't a great exchange for me either. But you wanted to go back to the COVID stuff, and I'm looking at this. And really what it leads into is a lot of stuff about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. And I was using this as an example of some more misinformation, not disinformation. But there's something else here that I was looking at that... masks. I didn't have a lot to read about that, but I was trying to find some research because supposedly, you know, there was all this research that could be shown that masks weren't effective. But really, all the studies are about is it effective in preventing you from getting the virus if you're wearing it? The only thing I found that was really something useful, because the purpose is for you to wear a mask so you don't blow your infected snot on me here in the studio when you're pontificating.
Indeed.
And vice versa.
That's what I've been told all along, is the mask is for the protection of the other person.
Right.
I think that...
So the only relevant study I could find was one in Germany that was done early in the process, and when the mandate came in, they found a drop in transmissions. And that was early in the process, very early, like in the late 2020. And, you know, but that was one way to measure it. But instead, we've created this whole, that is going back to the beginning, that this is some conspiracy to get you to comply and be obedient.
Yeah, I've never really understood what the conspiracy might be behind mask wearing. I like being able to choose to wear a mask. And frankly, prior to COVID-19, you really couldn't do that in American society. It was weird, highly weird. Now, when I was in Asia, people would wear masks all the time. My presumption is they were feeling a little ill, And they just wanted to make sure to be as polite as possible, so they wear a mask. And that seems like a really great thing to do. Now, I do see some people who wear masks that seem to be hypochondriacs, right? And that are somehow they're trying to protect themselves, which to me doesn't seem to be very effective. I also see people sometimes, like, sitting in a car alone, the mask on, or at a bus stop. And these seem like that seems like strange behavior to me. But again, I want people to be free to wear a mask if you want, because I know that the facial recognition software is out there, and I figure the mask helps with that.
You think so?
I think that Chicago has more than a million closed-circuit TV cameras, and big cities around America have them, and that they're...
You don't think just the upper part of your head, if they get a good shot, is enough to identify you?
I think that you can do other things, too. I'm for, you know, little glare shields. I'm for you wearing a baseball cap. I'm for all this stuff. A mask, a pair of sunglasses, and a ball cap? You're in good shape.
I think they're probably way beyond that now.
I don't think they can tell your face shape if you put
those things on. Not like your local police, but I think the technology is advancing so much that they'll know your gait, how you walk.
Yep, they've got that. Yeah, if they can see gait,
I just give up.
I think that gait is like there's only so many gaits. It's not a fingerprint, you know. But then again, fingerprints aren't that great for identifying either. You got to kind of know who it is to do so.
So anyway. That was just one thing. What part of this exchange about the coronavirus do you want to talk about?
For me, basically, my theory is that, look, if you want a shot, get a shot. If you don't want a shot, don't get a shot. But the government and their
now you're getting to the crux of it.
Yes.
You don't want to be told what to do.
Indeed, I don't.
You know, I interviewed early, when this was getting to be a thing in the media, Joe Newman, who has since passed, but he was 106. This is nothing new to comply. I can tell you about what happened in the Spanish flu with young Joe Newman, but...
I want to hear it.
We'll tell you.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Henry.
So,
how do you think?
You had to, well, we're getting older.
He's cueing me for something. He's got that look.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. So, yeah, I mean, in the last segment, you were...
Joe Newman was... quite a interesting person, and I only got to know him the last 10% of his life or so. That I think he was only in his, I think he's only like 100 when I met him, 99 or 100. But he could remember the Spanish flu. I think it was, what city is Notre Dame the college in? Des Moines?
The big South Bend?
South Bend. Yes, he was about 6 years old, and the boy that he played with across the street died from the Spanish flu, and the wagon came up and from the local authorities, and they nailed the quarantine sign to the front door of the home across the street, and
yep.
Everybody had to stay in, and everybody had everybody else had to stay out and stay away.
So quarantine is when somebody is sick. And they sort of lock them in.
Well, the whole family is...
And there's a lot of legal precedent for that. There's far less for requiring healthy people to do things.
Well, actually, during the Spanish flu, there were a lot of mandates for masks and
there were
things
some.
Like that.
And that was used for precedent.
But
I think it's interesting that you shut down the courts in the process, and then no one has due process, right? Like, so, like, think about it for a second, that the lockdown was the entire country was put on house arrest, and there was no habeas corpus that was possible.
When did that happen?
You couldn't go to court for months. You couldn't, like, habeas
corpus.
You just
said the whole country.
The whole country.
People were going around at different levels, at different states of
permission.
We
were told early on, don't even leave your house to go exercising because a person on a bicycle is like a giant flamethrower 40 feet of death. Do you remember this?
I don't remember anything about the giant flamethrower. That sounds like it would have been very interesting.
Well,
but
I'm just saying, early on, things were nuts. And some people were, some politicians.
Some businesses were closed down. And other steps were taken, but nothing like you're saying. Yours is very comprehensive, but I don't remember.
Being very clear that in many communities around America, you couldn't leave the house.
You said the whole country.
Okay. So the whole country was locked down. That's what it was. You want to call it something else?
I'll give you this for the sake of argument. The point is that human species have allowed the authority... figures, institutions, to mandate different things for the benefit of the whole species.
I think that that's the premise that we live under. And I think that once you realize that there are megalomaniacal, power-hungry kooks that are in charge, and you continue to live where they're in charge, that you've agreed to it. Like, that is my premise.
And what if you can't leave?
Who can't leave?
Speaking of Ian,
I'm
not speaking in that sense. I'm speaking at the time that I interviewed him.
Yes.
And he spoke against anti-discrimination laws. And I, of course, because of my age and growing up in the desegregation period, talked about Jim Crow laws and about the segregation. And he said, well, why would anybody want to live there if that was what they were doing? And he didn't, and he was a very young man then. He didn't understand, I guess, that they couldn't, the black people in certain parts of the South couldn't leave. They were kept in place by the sheriffs and the authorities in the counties that they lived in.
I think that, so there was a great deal of migration to northern cities by blacks in the South. And, you know, yes, it's true. Sometimes it was difficult. But they really couldn't stop you from leaving.
Yes, they could.
How so?
Kill you?
Well, yes. I mean, I see. But they couldn't keep sheriffs on the bridge all the time. They
You're talking about the one instance. But I'm talking about in general. If you're sharecropping, then how are you going to get out of the county? You don't own a car.
Well, you know, there's a variety of ways to get in and out. The fact is that people did it over and over. I mean,
and many
millions.
People couldn't, and many people got killed.
Indeed, there was quite a few people who were killed. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying.
Well, you just said people could go do something and leave.
And they did. Right
some
now.
Did. Some
okay.
can't.
You can leave America right now if you want. It's not that expensive. It's not that hard. Yes, you have to put some money together. The poorest are by no means the ones that are, you know, like, they benefit a great deal by government programs. If you want to go through their little, you know, system and be in their system, you can benefit. So, you know, why would they want to leave? Believe me, it's the rich that are leaving. As a percentage, the super wealthy are leaving America.
But you're talking about if people realize they're being living under a megalomaniac
yep.
government.
Once you accept that they're in charge and there's nothing you can do about it. You're their serfs by their very system.
There's a big difference between serfs and
this is a system that has evolved from serfhood. I mean,
but it's not now.
Okay, what's the difference?
Serfs
pay quit rents.
Really, in the hierarchy,
property tax.
Serfs were part of the land.
Right.
A step up from serfdom is slavery.
So
then you're livestock.
Okay. So as a serf, you could leave. Like the carnival comes through with the gypsies, and you're like, yeah, I'd rather do that. And you could. Right?
And if you got caught, you'd be killed.
Probably not.
No, yes. The penalty in England was death if you left the lords that you were serfed to.
All right, so let's take the premise that serfs are bound to the land, as some say. And but I mean, you know, like how did the carnivals come through? Is what I would ask. What were the bards doing exactly?
Well, I guess they weren't serfs.
They all were serfs. They're all you know, if they could employ you to do it.
You seem to use your serfdom very interchangeably.
As far as it goes. The serfs had an opportunity to leave, and they in many cases chose not to because life in as an owned piece of the land was better than traveling around. They wanted to have families. They wanted to be where they were familiar. They wanted to be with their wives and mothers and all that stuff. So they didn't leave.
Or maybe they wanted to do bad deeds and live off the crimes that they were committing.
Are we talking about the politicians now?
I thought we were talking about the circus and the
sometimes
the traveling
occur.
Gypsies.
People have always looked askance at the gypsies.
Let's just get the crux of this. You don't want to accept the authority of the institution that you live under.
I often don't. You know.
Yeah, I know.
But look, I have accepted that. When I've accepted that authority, I accepted it with the notion that that authority incarcerated people based on their color. With that, that they accepted slavery, that they accepted a whole variety of things. The people who are in charge,
but somehow it changed,
are really no different than those people who were in charge before. Like, they're fundamentally the same. They're the same power seekers.
But you use that argument, or you, libertarians or the people we're talking about in general, use that argument to not wear a mask or to not do things that are for the good of the society around them. And they want to have their individual choice. They want their narcissistic choice to pick out what they want to do for other people and what they don't want to do for other people. And it doesn't work that way.
It's the business owner's decision as far as I'm concerned. You go into a business owner and they want you to wear a mask, fine. You go into a business and they don't want you to wear a mask at all, fine. The idea that Americans were walking into banks wearing masks is absolutely insane. Can you imagine trying to walk into a bank wearing a mask in 2019? I mean, just imagine. So,
no, but the reason they're wearing the mask is the danger that...
I know why they're doing it, and I accept that a mask works.
Well, if there are some dangers, then it comes down to, I just don't want to believe what the science is telling you, or they're wrong. But
people get... This is the problem with democracy, though, right? Like, everybody gets an opinion. And that opinion should be, like, there are going to be places, if you let people vote, there are going to be places to say, no masks, ever. And your kid's coming to term. Like, this is it. Democrats are like, hey, how come, you know, the women can't, you know, choose to carry their women? Hey, it's democracy. As long as 51% of people in a given area think a thing is true, right, and just, it must be. Because you believe in democracy, right?
I don't believe we have democracy anymore. We don't have elections that I get to vote in this county anymore.
What do you mean?
We close out the primaries for the party in control.
The top two? It's one of those top two things?
No, it isn't that. Oh. We have... it takes more than 10 seconds.
In some places in America, the top two candidates, and that can be the top two Republicans or the top two Democrats, are chosen for an election, and therefore it's basically one-party election in the general. But I'd like to hear what you're talking about here. Just a moment. Here on Free Talk Live, the number, 603-283.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.